Yeah, but a lot of positives within that. You know, in terms of the poor little run that we're on, I thought, between Tuesday night there and against a very good Kilmarnock side, and again against a very good Dunfermline side, I felt we held our own for long periods in the game, you know, and caused good teams problems. So that's what I'd like to take out that game and concentrate on. Congratulations to Dunfermline, who qualified from the group, so we wish them well. But you know, it now gets us back down to league business, and that's where we'll focus on, you know, over the course of the last two weeks or just over 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. You know, it's been very difficult to get any quality done in the training ground, so looking forward to getting back to a normal working week and back into, you know, the bread and butter on Saturday. But in terms of going into that, I think we can take a lot from it. You know, you can certainly see today, and in terms of where we've lost the game, you know, individual mistakes have cost us, but that's a great learning curve, you know, for Big Matic coming in there in only Craney's second game. I felt he had overall taken the mistake out of the game. I thought he had a great game, so I did.
Devastated at the end of
the game. Yeah, listen, he is devastated, like anything, and it's one of the positions where it's unforgiving. You know, if a striker gives the ball away, he's got midfielders to back him up, the midfielders give it away, the defenders have got people to back him up, but who's a goalkeeper got, you know, a bar and a post or two posts?
Did they get
hold
of the ball, or did
they just look through his hand? I think that's what happened. I was actually watching the other side, because I'm thinking, you know, it's quite bread and butter stuff, you know, and looking for where we can go from there. But listen, it wasn't to be, and as I said, there was long periods in the game there. I thought we were very, very good. I thought the shape of the team was good. I'd like to look back at it. I thought when we went up 2-0, I thought we lost a level of concentration against a good side, and good sides will start to pick you off once a couple of times there. And you know, as I said, we've got to get that mentality, you know, rather than looking to just go and saying, well, this is 2-0 and it's a nice game of football now, let's go and see if we try and get more. You know, I'm saying let's continue to do what we've been doing, you know, and break for where we had been, because the quality of the goals are very, very good today also. So, as I said, I can't be too harsh. I thought we threw absolutely everything at it, gave them a right good go, and, you know, as I said, it's unfortunate the way that we've lost the game. You know, and I was actually just getting, I was looking at Christoph and George Jack to come on, you know, for the penalty shootouts, because I'm saying, right, they're two good penalty takers, so who do we take off to get them back on? And I was just about to say to the linesman, give me a shout at 30 seconds to go. So listen, that's the level, and I think that's, you know, what this beautiful game's all about. You know, you look at how quickly a game of football and decisions and you know, can change a game of football. But as I said there, it's easy. The players are disappointed. We're disappointed as a staff not to take nothing from the game. Or certainly, I've took a great deal from the game, you know, in terms of the level of performance. So that's something that we've definitely got to build upon.
That's the hell of it.
Okay.